folks who are criticizing it don't seem to have any ideas in terms of how to reduce costs.
Any fool can criticize, and that's no lie. Sitting on the sideline, like it's high noontime, with a log in their eye, point to the splinter in mine. They clearly have no vision. Hypocrite is their religion. But they are all blind to the progressive times, and putting the people last while looking back to the past. They're playing foolish games and saying Obama's to blame. They should go for what they know, 'cause the country wants to show. The country's on a roll. GOP wants control.
Markets and corporate profits are soaring.
The country wants to roll. GOP wants control.
We've got to make sure that this remains a country where everyone who works hard can get ahead.
Infrastructure's falling apart, putting a dagger in its heart. Roads and highways second class, got me burning more gas. Bridges and viaducts won't last, cracking, crumbling, some sag. Deterioration, degradation, happening to our nation. So any fool can criticize, and that's no lie. Sitting on the sideline, like it's high noontime, with a log in their eye, point to the splinter in mine. They clearly have no vision. Hypocrite is their religion. The country's on a roll. GOP wants control.
Markets and corporate profits are soaring.
The country wants to roll. GOP wants control.
We've got to make sure that this remains a country where everyone who works hard can get
ahead. The country wants to roll. GOP wants control. The country wants to roll. GOP wants control.
But when everybody's got a stake, that's when things really start rolling. That's at the heart of every decision I've made as president. Because when the middle class does better, we all do better. Shareholders do better. CEOs do better. Workers do better. Everybody does better. So, in the depths of the crisis, we passed a Recovery Act to make sure that we put a floor below which this country couldn't fall. Put money in folks' pockets with tax breaks. We made sure the people were rebuilding roads and bridges, keeping things going, helping to keep teachers and firefighters and cops on the job. Today, 3.5 years later, our businesses have added 7.5 million new jobs. 7.5 million new jobs.
I'm not budging when it comes to the full faith and credit of the United States. That has to be dealt with. That you don't pay a ransom, you don't provide concessions for Congress doing its job and America paying its bills. And I think most people understand that. I mean, I was at a small business the other day and talking to a bunch of workers, and I said, you know, when you're at the plant and you're in the middle of your job, do you ever say to your boss, you know what, unless I get a raise right now and more vacation pay, I'm going to just shut down the plant. I'm not just going to walk off the job. I'm going to break the equipment. I said, how do you think that would go? They all thought they'd be fired. And I think most of us think that. You know, there's nothing wrong with asking for a raise or asking for more time off. but you can't burn down the plant or your office if you don't get your way. Now, the good news is over the past 3.5 years, our businesses have created 7.5 million new jobs. Our housing market's healing. We've cut the deficit in half since I took office. The deficit is coming down faster than any time in the last 50 years. America is poised to become the number one energy producer in the world this year. This year, for the first time in a very long time, we're producing more oil than we're importing.